240, as you read there, is never followed to the key.
Well, but I mean, even mailing it to the wrong address isn't. It just says that the clear and convincing evidence that the county made an error or omission in determining taxes owed by a taxpayer. So where are we getting the whole, well, went to the wrong address? I mean, in other instances, I know we've done penalties, we've waived them whenever it was mailed to a different address, the wrong address or whatever. So I guess, again, I appreciate your due diligence on this. I really do. Because I know that you're trying to protect, and I think this is a situation that could...
I think we're looking at number two, where it says that I have to mail the bills out within 30 days of their due date. And if it goes to a wrong address, or if they think there is an error on our part of putting the wrong address on there, or having the wrong name, and they don't receive their bill, once the error is found out and they pay within 15 days, and then they can request penalties and interest be waived.
Whichever is later. Okay.
But in this situation, it was still in Renee's name.
That's what I'm saying. It was,
and it was mailed to Renee's address, so I didn't find that there was the error.
So, my, and again, you tell me if I'm wrong, the taxes for that parcel is owed by Renee Newman.
For 2017. Yes,
so if the ownership wasn't changed until 2018, and that's whenever the actual documentation showing the ownership was changed until 18, he got the property. He's willing to pay 17. He never received the the bill.
The bill follows the new owner. It's just like if you
I understand the bill follows the new owner, but he didn't receive the bill because
it wasn't in his name.
Because it wasn't in his name.
Correct.
So if he didn't receive the bill in 17, how could he pay the bill in 17?
Just from knowing that he purchased the property.
I don't know. He didn't take ownership of the land until 18.
I'm going to go back and ask, what we normally would do is when a deed is requesting a deed, not being able to change it. I've seen it done both ways, where they went ahead and changed it because of things like this. They went ahead and changed. Or the person that made the deed, if there's any mistake in description or anything on that prevents the assessor able to change it, then we notify the taxpayer that there's an error and this deed has not been transferred and they need to correct this. Do we know, do we have any notes to know if we notify the taxpayer?
I don't have those
ones. So we had the need, we had the deed. Is it, the office had the deed, but they couldn't transfer it.
Correct.
Because waiting for the beneficiary, waiting for the death certificate to be filed.
We're just presenting.
Which that would be the responsibility of the old owner that lost the mother. That's just, I just know how that's, you know, been done in the past. One way or the other, either we go ahead and used to, they didn't change it all, they put them in a file and they sent the title company or whoever made a mistake on the deed, a letter stating why it wasn't changed. And then when something came, started happening like this, sometimes they would go ahead and change the name and send the letter to the taxpayer with a note that there was a cloud there.
I don't know.
Okay. I think you've missed the fact that the property was bought before the taxes were delinquent. The property was bought in the 17 year, and the, but the bill didn't.
I guess that's the other thing. I don't know that the property was bought, or was it, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
The deed.
I'm assuming, did he buy it and give it to her? And,
August 2nd, 2017, it was sold from Shannon to 1674, but it wasn't recorded on the county records that have to do with the tax deal because the death certificate, the person had died, according to this, in, what was it, January? But the death certificate not being recorded prevented the county from transferring that
Because they didn't show Shannon having the...
Yeah. So there was no delinquent taxes at that time. So, yes, you're correct. If I buy it and there's delinquent taxes, I know it and I've got to pay it. Yeah, but there was no delinquent taxes. And the bill...
But the bill was mailed to where the grantee's address was. 1674 Sycamore Church Road was where the 17 bill was mailed, according to that same deed.
There was no delinquent taxes at the time.
Well, I'll go ahead and just move to waive the penalties and interest on parcel 07-6.0-24-000-000-006.000 for 2017.
I'm sorry, my mind didn't get there. Would you give me that number again? I just want to be sure we have the right number.
07-6-24. I don't know how you guys do it. -0-0-6.000.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Court orders. Paperwork. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Let's see if it's in there. I'm not sure.
The first one is ticket A are all refunds.
Okay.
Yes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Be okay. I'll give you a short explanation on the next one, which is Century Tell for 17 and 18. In error, our field appraiser put this property on the record books. It's state assessed. So, we need to take it off the record.
So the county clerk charged it under the railroad utility to the property. Exhibit B. Make a motion to approve Exhibit B.
Exhibit what?
Pardon?
Make a motion to approve Exhibit what?
Exhibit B.
B.
2018. Estimated.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. And this next one. Get some information from the county attorney on that.
Is this for 18?
This would be for 18, yes. Bull Creek Village purchased this property in December.
It wasn't purchased until December 17th. for our attorney from the time it is recorded, and knowledge of the purchase, then it kind of becomes exempt. From the time the entity takes it over, the deed is recorded, it becomes exempt.
Just starting when it's purchased.
Yeah.
That's what our attorney said, yes. And I went back and did read the statute, and I can see how.
Certainly not going to disagree with the attorney, but just FYI, in years past, my understanding was whenever a government entity purchased a property, any time during the year, the taxes were abated for the whole year.
I agree with you, in the past it has been, but due to, we did contact the attorney, right. And then I quickly would have time to look that statute right quick this morning. I think it was 137.100.2, and it says when the entity, and I'm sorry, I don't, let's see if I did print it.
Again, I don't want to argue with the attorney. It's just,
I don't know if that's been done correctly in the past, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, label this Exhibit C for today's date. Move to deny Exhibit C, 12/31/18.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And
motion carries.
Then, are you going to? The collector's aware of this.
Yeah, we've already got it on exempt.
For 18, for 19.
Actually, got it off for 18, because we have to do that to do the abatement, but it'll go back, the clerk will put it back on the books. We've already got it exempt for 19.
Are you going to, I know it's not going to amount to pennies, but are you going to then write from the 17th through the 31st?
That's a good question, because the collector received a check for the whole year, I believe, that she's holding it.
Once this is denied, the clerk will release it. Then the collector can process that if there is an error in the assessment. If it's exempt from the 17th and the abatement is written, then the collector will process that.
We'll do a refund from the 17th to the 31st.
Should be a refund then on the little extra that you can put on.
And
cool.
She'll hold that pay bill until they all come together.
Sure. Thank you.
Is that good?
Sounds good to me.
You made the motion and we voted on it, didn't we?
Yep.
Yep.
This next one on FYI on the Missionary Baptist Church, I recognize that we had it on the books early in the year and contacted them, and they tried it a couple of times, I believe, and they didn't get back to me until just recent times. But there's no question in my mind that it's a legitimate church operation. You know,
it's a church.
Yeah. It was a commercial property tool rental for a good long while, but it's been operating as a church.
On January 1st of this year, it's operating as a church.
No question. My mind. Yep. Drove past it numerous times, noticed it. Yep. That's why I contacted it. Sometimes, as you all know, I'm sure, an individual own the property and rent it or let a church use it, but that does not exempt it.
Right.
And so that's why I contacted them. And
what's the ARC Resources?
ARC Resources. We, in there, put this on the books for structure, and it hadn't sold yet. It wasn't occupied. We can't put it on the books until the property is occupied.
So if I build a new home,